Well, the city, somewhere around 10 years ago, and I don't remember the exact date right offhand, purchased the land that's needed to make an extension of East Main Street from where it terminates now all the way out to tie into 94. They've gotten cost estimates. We've approached engineers over the years, and we were seeking consensus from the council now to go out with the engineering firm that's done some of our street projects and get a cost and an agreement for them to do the engineering work. That would be the first major step in the actual extension itself. From there, when we get the engineering work done, that, of course, isn't going to have an expiration date. Once that's done, that's going to be good, whether we're able to do the project now or whether the city has to wait, do it in phases, or do it in the future. But along with that will come a cost estimate, a current cost estimate of the project, and that'll let us know where we stand as far as actually pushing that street out.
And why is that needed, you think, extending East Main?
Well, you have multiple reasons for it, but you have a bottleneck right there where 94 and 17 come together at the stoplight. And you've got several businesses to the south of it right now. You've got Casey's, you got AutoZone, you got McDonald's, which is very busy, and you've got Walmart, which is obviously very busy, sitting on the south end of that. This gives the traffic that's coming to the northeast and the northwest sections of town, or people who want to get just directly into downtown, it gives them a route to pull them off of that traffic jam in the morning and in the evening to get downtown. It also gives us a direct feeder off of 94, as hopefully some of the businesses that may expand downtown and some of these buildings become full and we begin to get new retail down there and new professional people that are looking for it. It gives us access to them off of another way than coming the highway and back up into town.